When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
It's a possible.
We gotta plant a seed for the future.
Hey, we the best! Let's go show it!
What a grab by Mike!
We gotta plant a seed for the future.
Lunges into the end zone!
This is where you rise. This is where you shine. This is where you become the greatest of all time. History in the making.
This is LA Football Mondays.
Anytime Eric Dickerson gets a step, he's gone.
Talking all things football with Rams Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson. Brought to you by your Southern California Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com. And now, on AM 570 and live on the iHeartRadio app, here's Fred Rogan, Rodney Peet, and Eric Dickerson.
And we continue on. The gang back together, brought to you by your Southern California Ford dealers. Eric Dickerson joins us on Mondays. And we'll get more into football and everything else that's happened coming up later on in the hour.
Hey, Fred.
Yeah.
So, yeah, real quick, because our friend Miko hit me up and when we were talking about will a woman play football, he said, and he might be right, that the only position may be kicker.
Yeah.
Kicker. No, ain't happening.
It might be a kicker.
That's fair.
Eric says
ain't
no.
Ain't happening.
Why?
Ain't happening. Come on, man. Listen. All right. You going to ask the woman to go out and kick a 50-yard field goal or something like that? Come on. That ain't going to happen.
No. Eric, a woman could kick a 50-yard field goal. That, but.
Yeah, when Fred, you sound ridiculous. You sound like that coon thing.
I don't sound like the coon thing.
Fred, first of all, when they were rushing, that's why, because we had this on Fox one day. Talking, oh, yeah, woman can, guys on there. Oh, yeah, I think. I'm like, come on, man. Think about this. First of all, you're in the locker room.
Yep.
You're in the locker room.
Sure.
A woman goes out, let's say, this to win the game. She missed a field goal, extra point, man. You know, guys like, what the hell, man? Why we got this? What the F? You know how guys are. I mean, they ain't holding it back. We don't need to have this deep on the team. We need a man out here kicking the ball. We, you know, a 50-yard. You know how hard it is to kick a 50-yard field goal with guys rushing you? They ain't standing back saying, okay, ready, kick now. No, they bearing down on you. And let's just say they block the ball.
That's the issue. That's my issue.
And she picks it up. You know what's going to happen. They going to roughhouse her really bad.
No, that's the only concern I would have with the kicker. Man, what if it gets blocked and she tries to pick it up?
You couldn't kick off because he would be on the field on a kickoff too.
Exactly, and they're gonna come after.
Yeah, it's live. Then they could block her, they could knock her down. That would be
a woman.
Do I think a woman
gonna be no?
Yeah, but wait, Eric. Do I think a woman could kick a 50-yard field goal? Yeah,
in an NFL game. In an NFL game,
if they could kick in World Cup soccer.
I'm talking about an NFL and the World Cup soccer is different. Now, you're talking about guys rushing you. Think about that, Fred. Well, Fred, you can't think about it. You could never do it. So, Rodney. Think about that, Rodney. Think about that, Rodney. Think about that. Picture that. Fred can't picture that. These guys are down.
Yeah, it's a whole different animal. It's a whole different animal when the live bullets are coming at you.
Man, when you out there on that field, brother, let me tell you something. It is nasty out there. And them guys saying all kind of stuff. And I know they're going to be calling her all kind of names. All kind of names. And they ain't going to be nice either. They don't care you're a woman. If you got that ball in your hand, or you kicking that ball, you get that ball tucked in your arm, it don't make a difference. Like they say, if your mama picked that ball, they hit your mama too. Mama don't touch that ball, you get hit.
Mama don't touch that ball.
Touch that ball, mama, you get hit, mama.
Well, don't you think, though, you might be selling them a little short? I mean, if there is a woman that can deal with the physical punishment.
Never happen. Never happen.
Not even as a kicker.
Never. You hear me say it? Never happen. She would never make, and I'm going to say it, never make a squad.
Ooh.
Never make a squad. She might get out to try out. She ain't going to make no squad. Not no kicker.
What was the school in college that gave her a chance?
Wasn't it Vanderbilt?
Vanderbilt? Yeah, I think it was.
We just gave the extra point. He got like a 20-yard field goal.
She kicked an extra point.
Yeah, extra point. I said, I don't think college, but NFL for sure it ain't going to happen. Man, you know, I know what's out there. So, like I say, you know, it's all fun and games till somebody get hurt and like, uh-oh. Everybody got quiet. Even my friend Rodney, he want to be politically correct sometimes.
I'm first one to say it's a whole different animal. I like people always say, "Ooh, I could probably catch a pass. I can do this." And 7-on-7, I was good at flag football. And then you know, I'm the track guys that thought they could play in college. You know, coming over and say, "Oh, I'm gonna try for the football team." No, you're not.
Do you remember when Ronaldo Nehemiah got hit by? Oh my God. Oh my God. Look that up. Ronaldo Nehemiah, I think, he played the Atlanta Falcons.
He said, give me a Caesar salad, two buffalo wings, and a bus pass. He was out the league after that.
Man, brother, he went to sleep. I mean, he did nothing move. He's just out. No arms.
He's not giving to retirement, Fred.
You see guys get their water. Wasn't none of that. It was a kluk out.
Done.
And that's what happened to a woman out there trying to kick a field goal. Done. Out.
Speaking of done out, Eric, did you see Conor McGregor fight on Saturday?
I heard, but I didn't see it. I thought he's hard to beat. I thought there was nobody to beat him, supposedly. You know, I don't watch that stuff too violent for me, Fred. I don't like that. That's violent.
I don't watch a lot of it, but they watch it in my house. So I said, all right, I'll watch it.
So you don't live in the house? So do you live in the house or you live outside the house?
Where do you think I live, Eric? What do you mean do I live outside the house?
I don't know. I don't know with you, Fred. You know, some things we don't know about you.
Yeah, I don't know. I live in a house, Eric.
Okay, all right. You live in the outhouse? You live in the big house?
No, I live in the house.
He lives in the outhouse.
What's your wife's name, Fred?
Rochelle.
Rochelle, is this Fred in the house?
Yes. I can respond.
Hey, you're not Rochelle? you might be Rochelle.
No, I'm not. You actually met her, Eric, at a football game in Calabasas.
I remember your wife.
Yeah.
How did you get your wife, Fred? Really, because your wife's an attractive woman. How did you rap to your wife? I mean, tell me. What did you say? Hey, babe, what's up?
Eric, we're not going into that again. We're not doing that.
Hey, what's up? I'm Fred.
No, Eric.
I'm Fred. That name sounds.
I'm Fred.
No.
I'm Federico.
No, Eric, we're not doing that today.
Okay, all right, I just asked. We're not doing
that. What's up, baby? I'm Fred.
that sounds funny, don't it, Rodney? What's up, baby? I'm Fred. What's your name? Fred. Did you say Fred? Yeah.
Granted, I know it's not the most popular name anymore, Eric.
It ain't a bad name. Every time I think Fred, I think of Fred Flintstone.
No, well, that's not the image you want.
Every time I hear Fred, like I have Barney Rubble, you know.
Betty Wilma. And Bam Bam.
Bam, right. Dino.
And Pebbles. Anyway, Rodney.
Mr. Slate.
Yeah, okay. Mr. Slate, right. Down at the quarry. But anyway, Conor McGregor got beat. And, you know. And you know the name, Eric, and I guess that's the point of this. You know the name Conor McGregor.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you know, he's a guy that certainly made a name for himself. But, Rodney, after he got beat Saturday, don't you think that's enough with Conor McGregor?
Yeah, I mean, he looked, I want to say, like, you know, kind of we watched Drew Brees, and it was like, okay, this is the end. Drew looked a little bit old. Even compared to Tom Brady, he looked old. And I think the same thing for Conor. I'll tell you what my kids said, you know, because we're used to Conor being, and he took UFC to a whole different level with his personality, his talent, everything. He took it to a whole different level. And guys, you need to be thankful for him because he brought the money up too in terms of pay-per-view and the visibility and all of that. He really did that. But yes, watching him, because this is his first fight. Well, he had another fight the last 40 seconds. Over the last 2.5 years, he's only had one other fight that was 40 seconds. So he really hasn't been working. That Khabib thing kind of set him down, and he went into retirement for a minute, then came back out of retirement, had a fight for 40 seconds, and this was the first one since then. But my kid said something that we were watching is like, he's not the same. He got civilized. He got civilized, where you're used to him talking smack during the press conferences, the weigh-ins. He's talking smack about the other kid. Saturday night, he was, you know, gracious and bowing and saying thank you and you did great and good luck, you know, and the, you know, when the ref saying, are you guys want to touch gloves? It was all of that that was civilized. And even my kids were like, he about to lose this one. He's not, he doesn't have that same edge that he used to have. And yeah, you call it maturity. And he said, as I've matured over the years and all that stuff's not necessary, but that part of it, I believe, gave him that edge that he didn't seem to have Saturday night.
Yeah.
Didn't he beat up a bus?
He threw
a chair to bus or something like that. Threw a chair to bus.
That was the beginning of the end for him.
Yeah. He just lost it. He just lost it. And lost it, and he's trying to somehow, some way, retain relevancy. But, you know, he started his own whiskey company. And eventually he'll sell that and make a ton of money. And he should just do something, but not that.
Guys are catching up to him now.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Yeah, guys are catching up to him. And, this is a guy he destroyed before in the first round, and the guy came back and destroyed him. But I think as you got older, and again, I think years off, after the Khabib loss, you could see that the sport caught up to him. And guys, because he used to dominate.
Yeah.
He dominated. But you could see guys catching up to him. And it's hard to, in boxing and in combat sport, it's hard to stay on top for long periods of time because eventually you get caught and then things start to happen. We see it with all boxers except for Floyd.
Yeah.
You know, and Floyd keeps talking. So Floyd's not going to ever lose his edge. He's always going to be that talk smack kind of cat that keeps it there. And Conor didn't do that.
How old is Conor McGregor?
32.
32.
Yeah, that's getting old for that sport. I mean, that first of all, young man sport. I mean, any, like football, anything physical, like really physical, that's a young man sport. I mean, guy in their 20s, you know, when you get 30, I mean, just like football, let's use football. You talk about Tom Brady. Tom Brady is really an old-ass man for football.
Yeah.
He can't play running back. He couldn't play. Let's say if he's 6'5", he couldn't play tackle, not at 43. I mean, you just can't. I mean, he got that one thing, that arm, and he can read them defenses. I mean, that's what keeps him still playing at 43 years old. And he's a great quarterback. You know, he knows what he's doing. But, hey, man, you're 32 years old in that sport. If that's kind of old, y'all tell me, I don't know. Is that getting old in the MMA fighting or not?
It is. Although the cat that beat him was 32 too.
Yeah.
So it is. But in that sport, especially the MMA, you gotta fight. He had basically 2 years layoff, and then tried to fight again. And if you're not constantly, and he even said it, if I'm not constantly fighting, then I get worse. And so, especially as you get older. So I don't know if he can make a comeback. There's too many good guys coming up in that division and in that sport that it'll be hard for him to come back and take it.
You know, it's kind of like Ronda Rousey when she was sort of the face of the UFC. When she lost to Holly Holm, that was it. It was never the same, and it was never going to be the same.
Then she got humiliated by Nunes again.
Yeah, so I mean that wasn't going to work. And I think Conor McGregor's right there now. You know, once he lost,
happened to all. Chuck Liddell.
Yeah,
you know, a little bit too long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fred, could you fight? Can you fight, Fred?
What are you talking about? No.
You ever had a fight?
Yes.
Yeah. Who'd you fight? Who did you fight? Tell me the guy's name.
Mark. The basketball league you used to fight in all the time, Fred.
No.
Who'd you fight, Fred? Give me his name.
Mark Montague.
Everybody. If Mark Montague is out there, please call in. I'd like to see what happened. Who won the fight, Fred?
I won the fight.
I can't see that, Fred. I just can't picture it. How what happened? Tell us blow by blow.
Blow by blow?
Okay. Run by run. Probably running.
No, I was like in sixth grade.
Mark would run out of breath trying to catch you.
No, that's not true. Although I was fast. I was kind of like a puma. I was very quick. I was lightning like quick.
Puma. That's like, interesting. Like you picked a puma. Puma,
yeah,
I know that. A puma.
Pumas are quick. Yeah,
they are cool. I was like a puma.
I was like a puma. Back in the day?
People usually say I'm like a cheetah or I'm like a greyhound. You said I'm like a
gazelle.
A gazelle. You said I'm like a puma.
That's right. They used to call me the Puma. What's wrong with that?
Oh, might as well say I'm like a lynx.
I'm like a coon.
No, I'm not. We went on a tangent
right there.
Yeah, we got to get the haiku in.
Yeah, we do.
And we got to do a flip.
Let's get the haiku. There we go.
All right, we'll get the haiku next.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
One-handed grab with his left.
Are you kidding me?
This is LA Football Mondays with Eric Dickerson, Hall of Famer, Rodney Peet, celebrated NFL quarterback, and Fred,
complete and utter nerd.
Brought to you by your Southern California Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com.
AM 570 LA Sports. No.
Rodney Peet, Fred Rogan, Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson on an LA Football Monday. Our man Miko said he knows 10 women that could beat up Martine Grammatica.
Beat him up?
10 women?
10 women can beat up Martine Grammatica. He used to kick for Tampa Bay.
They might beat him up, they can't, but they can't kick him. They might beat him up, but they can't kick him.
Guy Smiley listens to the show, and he just tweeted, when it comes to my rap, Eric, hey, baby, I'm the Dean.
I'm the Dean.
He says that's my rap.
Name. So that's your word? That's your name, the Dean?
I'm the Dean.
Is that your name? That's your name? I'm the Dean?
I'm the Dean. So
is that what you're telling? I'm the Dean?
I'm the Dean.
You the Dean, Fred? Is that you?
Yeah, baby. I'm the Dean.
I'm the Dean. That's his rap.
I think a lady spit her drink out. You come up and start saying, I'm the Dean. So sorry. I'm just
All right, tougher than before, smarter than ever. The all-new F-150 is purpose-built from the ground up, redesigned to be the toughest, most productive F-150 ever, Eric.
That's right, Fred, and I'm looking forward to getting my 2021 F-150. I love my F-150, and I'm an F-150 man.
Yeah. You know, I think it's wrong they give you a free F-150, and they don't give it to all of us.
Hold up, Doc. Hold up. Don't be hating on me. See, that's your problem right there.
How come they don't give us a free F-150?
Rodney, see, that's the man. That's how the man works right there. The man trying to divide us right there. That's how the man does it. That's just how the man does it.
Eric, the man's not trying to do that.
Just be happy for Eric, Fred.
There you go, Rodney. See, but the man ain't never happy for nobody. The man can't get nothing. He don't want nobody to have none either.
Well, how about they give me a new Ford Bronco? I hear that's really cool.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you, that Ford Bronco, I love that Ford Bronco. I've got to buy one for my daughter. Matter of fact, Fred, why don't you do that for me? Why don't you buy my daughter a Ford Bronco? Let's do that.
What? Now you're the man. Why are you trying to make me do something?
What are you talking about?
I'm not buying
it. Fred, you the man. The man can't be black. The man is white.
I'm not the man.
I'm the Dean.
You are the man.
No, there I'm
you
not.
Go. You the Dean. You the Dean. See, you the Dean.
You know what else?
First of all, I ain't no bitch.
Yeah, Eric.
I heard that.
All right.
I heard that.
All right. Anyway,
Eric, let's move on. Oh, but I got to say that. I just texted my friend Roy. You know Roy Green?
Yep.
I texted Roy. I said, Roy, do you think there ever be a lady kicker, a girl kicker? He hate kickers. He hate all kickers. He said, hell no. Ever. It was funny.
Okay, Eric.
That's it. I don't get nothing else.
Well, I don't know what to say. Okay, you know.
Let's go to haiku. I'm waiting for the haiku.
You want the haiku?
I'm waiting for it, babe. I've been waiting.
Here it comes. Now for our daily spirituality. We welcome on Vic the Brick with the daily haiku at 2:30. And Vic, good afternoon.
Fred!
What?
Do it again. Do it again. You can't do it. You can't sigh. While we're waiting for... Come on, Fred. See, messing up the whole vibe.
That's the man. That's what the man does.
I'm the dean.
All right. Now with the Daily Haiku at 2:30, we welcome on Vic the Brick. And Vic, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Fred.
Hello, Vic.
Good afternoon, Rodney.
Yes, Vic.
Good afternoon, Hall of Famer, E.D. Rambassador, Eric Dickerson.
Good afternoon, Vic.
Good afternoon, K-Fig. Good afternoon, Double A and the ones and twos in for Ronnie Fascio.
No, Fred, no.
Double A, your Clippers are playing some ball, man.
More on that coming up.
Is that called a tease?
Yes.
It's just, yeah.
So listen, I'm so excited about what's going on in the White House.
Oh, God.
And the latest chapter to be written. Joe is bringing in his dogs today. Who let the dogs in? Joe. He's got his two German Shepherds, Champ and Major. And they've moved in to the White House. I love it. You know, the prior guy was germophobic, so he never had animals in the White House. Did you guys know that?
I did not.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was germophobic, so he never had any animals. You supply your own punchline right there.
Might miss his hair up.
Did you supply your own punchline?
He just did.
Two shows nightly at the Coima Hilton. Thank you. Try the shrimp cocktail.
It's not bad there.
Solid.
Yeah.
Always solid. But congratulations, the doggies are in the White House. Adds a whole new element of bliss and vibes. And, you know, their dogs love us.
They're little souls, Vic.
Not... What's that, Fred?
They're souls. They're little souls. All they want to do is love you.
Yes. They're not like the Puma, Fred.
That's my name. I'm the Puma. And?
I'm the Dean.
Well, you know, I've been rocking the Black Puma for many, many years. And, you know, the band in Austin, Texas, who plays at the inaugural, Black Pumas.
Huh.
Good band out of Austin.
Yeah.
The Black Pumas.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to say, Eric Dickerson, you're on fire today, as always.
Thank you, my friend. I just try to keep it real with Fred, the man.
I hear you. Yep. That Mama Don't Run the Ball segment, I think, will go down in radio history. Mama Don't Run the Ball. She'll get hit.
Hit you, Mama. Hit Mama.
Oh, yeah. Well, this haiku is for the teams, the squads, who were denied yesterday. So you can call them, you know, the championship losers.
You're doing a haiku. You're doing a haiku for the losers?
I'm very compassionate, Fred.
Okay. All right. Good.
It's one of the great tributes, one of the great attributes, actually, of a samurai warrior is compassion.
What does that mean? You kill him and then you bury him?
No.
Oh.
It means you just always show compassion on the battlefield and wherever you go.
Okay.
You show compassion.
You seen that Cobra Kai, Vic?
Oh, yeah. The reboot?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. It is good.
This haiku.
All right, go ahead.
It's for the Packers and the Bills. It's by Basho.
Ah.
Who knew?
Oh,
who knew Basho 300 years ago would have a haiku that's relevant on the day of the championships in the National Football League. But he does, and he did.
Yeah.
And that's why we love them so.
Basho knew. He knew.
He did know.
Because he's Basho.
Laid waste on this journey. My dreams wander scattered through desolate fields. I'm feeling you.
All right.
Basho.
That was the haiku for losers.
Oh.
Packers and Bills, thanks for playing.
Yeah. That pretty much summed up how they feel, Vic.
Most horrific feeling is, you know, Eric and Rodney can attest to, when you lose a game of that magnitude, so many changes. I mean, you know, Aaron Rodgers freaking out, saying, I don't even know what's going on with me. But like you say, he has a contract. We know what Aaron's going to be next year, but you go into a daze. I think he's dazed and confused after you lose a, you know, the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. All of a sudden, time stands still. It's a really horrific time.
You guys ever feel dazed and confused, honestly, after losing a big game, a game that could have meant something?
Oh, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't sleep at night.
It's tough. Because when you're one or two games away, one game away especially, and you know how long and how hard it took, because you start thinking about, man, we started this thing in July, training camp, and we got one game away. And because if you get to the Super Bowl, you get to, you know, you still go through all the, you know, all the stuff, Super Bowl week and all that kind of stuff. But to lose in the championship game, that's harder.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's you almost get depressed, as best we can put it. I mean, you try to fight it. I mean, trust me, the night after you lose, that nightmare, you don't sleep at all. You dream about it, dream about playing the game, and think about it. You know, if I did this, maybe that would have happened. But man, it's just
toughest loss, Eric, you ever had.
Well, I have to say, it's hard to say one, but two for sure was when I tell you the worst game I played in that playoff game with the Redskins, man. Oh, God. That still haunts me. Still to this day, I don't know why. It bothers me because I let my team down so badly that day. And then losing an NFC Championship game to the Bears. And, you know, and for that, in that game, all we needed, and I'm going to say it, all we needed was a quarterback. That's all we needed. We could have beat the Bears because we didn't fear them. We could run the ball. But when you got
Dieter Brock,
when you got 8-9 men on the line of scrimmage, the safeties are right behind the linebackers. I mean, right behind them. You know, you got a problem. I mean, I ran into the referee was there. He was so damn close one time. I mean, the referee was up there by the line of scrimmage. I'm like, damn. I gotta get through 11. I gotta get through 12 people now.
Rodney, toughest loss you had?
A couple of them. We playoff game we lost to Dallas was a hard one. We had beat them early in the season, but we ended up not doing what we needed to do to win the division. But we had them on the ropes in Dallas in the playoffs. This was 95, and I was playing for the Eagles, and I was going for a first down and got hit in the head. And it was, you know, they didn't throw penalties back then, Fred, but I got hit in the head, helmet to helmet, man. And I was dinged up and couldn't finish the game and just felt like, you know, you let everybody down in that moment. And we ended up losing. They went on and won the Super Bowl that year. That one. And then when I wasn't playing I was a backup in Oakland during the Tuck Rule game. In New England, which is nobody ever heard of that rule until that game. And I don't know how in the world I still to this day don't know what a fumble is based on that. Know what that rule means.
Yeah, how did they even get away with that crap? I never heard the Tuck rule ever before that.
Me either.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'd never heard the Tuck rule before that.
Never heard of it. And, you know, we thought we won the game. And we were, you know, and then he called and said, Tuck, what is a Tuck rule? He had the ball and we knocked it out and we got it.
Hey, Rodney, our boy Chris Hale is calling me right now.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, he heard you talking about Buffalo.
Can't wait to get out there.
All right, Eric, why don't you talk to Chris Hale, find out what he has to say. Because he may want
to. Have to say.
may offer something up, and then we're going to do It's Lit, then we're off the air. We've been postponing this thing now for 40 minutes, so we're going to do it next.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
AM 570 LA Sports.
From the Rams to the Raiders to the Chargers, this is LA Football Mondays on AM 570 LA Sports. Eric Dickerson, Fred Rogan, and Rodney Pete are presented by your Southern California Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com.
Yes. Finish it strong. Roger Pete, Fred Rogan, the Hall of Famer, Eric Dickerson on an LA Football Monday. What's lit, Fred?
It's lit. Stories lighting up the sports headlines.
Brought to you by our buddy Jacob and Ron. You got a problem, he's got an answer. 844-24-JACOB.
Accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
And the Clippers are what's lit. They are in the news right now. News came out about 20 minutes ago. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are going to miss tomorrow afternoon's game against Atlanta. Due to health and safety protocols, they need to be contact traced for COVID-19. Those guys are believed to be, hopefully, to return to the team at some point during this road trip. But for their game tomorrow afternoon, which you can hear here on AM 570 LA Sports at 3:30 with the pregame, those two guys, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, will not be available for the Clippers due to contact tracing, Fred.
I want to know who they were around.
You do?
Both of them. Both of them contact? Yeah. Who were they
that
around?
That girl.
Not
that
the bubble. Girl from the bubble. Not the bubble girl.
The girl from the bubble. She had a friend.
Yeah. Well, that's just
not a friend.
That's part of the NBA. You know, it hit the Clippers. I mean, Alex Caruso had it with the Lakers. So now it's hit the Clippers. Just part of the NBA today, Rodney.
Yeah, it's like the new norm. I hate that cliche, but I said it. Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, we're not in a bubble anymore. So guys are going home and going to do their thing. And you know, people still think that, you know, they can do their thing. And sometimes it's not by your intentions, it's by others around you. And you can't watch everybody 24/7. So it's just how this virus is. And you could do all the right things and still get it. And you can do all the wrong things and not get it. It's just crazy right now. And it's just the way the NBA and professional sports are right now. And business, life is right now. You just got to deal with it.
It only takes a moment. Only takes a moment, E.D., you know that. You know, listen, these two guys have been playing. I mean, Kawhi's off the charts this year, very under the radar. Kawhi, as I like to say now, the Kawhi and Will. The Kawhi and Will.
What?
He just imposes it.
The Kawhi and Will.
Yeah, he made up a word.
I like that.
I made it up. Kawhi and Will. He imposes his will on the other squad. That's what Leonard does. He's unbelievable. But this is part of the NBA. This is the reality. And look for Sweet Lou to go off for 40 tomorrow against Atlanta. Sweet Lou Williams and his chicken wings.
Lemon pepper.
Chicken pepper.
Adam Olsen hosted pre-half and post for the Clippers. Do you have anything to say on the matter?
I mean, they're playing 6 games in 8 days. So if they are out for a week, well, there goes 5 games. And right now, with the way the Clippers had been playing, they had won 7 straight. They were arguably the hottest team in the NBA, getting that chemistry they didn't have last season. The timing couldn't be worse. Of course, we're hoping for the health and well-being of Kawhi and PG-13. Hopefully, the tests come back negative, but it depends on the extent of the contact tracing and the health and safety protocols going on. Because it could just be an inconclusive test. They get tested again tomorrow. They're available later in the week. We'll see.
Now, speaking of Atlanta, there's a report from Adrian Wojnarowski a few minutes ago saying that the players' union and the league are discussing a possible All-Star game in early March. Now, we know there's going to be an All-Star break from March 5th to 10th, but initially when this season was negotiated, they weren't going to play a game. They were essentially just going to give teams that week off. But apparently Chris Paul, who of course is the president of the Players Association, has been talking with the league and possibly going down to Atlanta, where of course the TNT studios are, and holding a game. Not a whole weekend event, just an All-Star game, with possible financial benefits going to HBCUs, that's historically black colleges for those who don't know, as well as COVID-19 relief. So, do we have any interest in an NBA All-Star game this year, Fred?
The way they did it last year, where it actually got competitive at the end, I liked it. And if it's not going to put anybody in a protocol situation, you know, anybody plays in the game, now they got to sit out 10 games, I like it. And I also like if they're going to donate the money. I think that's a good idea too, Rodney.
I don't like it. Why? I mean, we're in it. We're seeing different teams every week coming out with different guys that have to sit out. If you don't have to do it, why are you doing it? I guess is the question. You know, they're not talking about doing it for the fans. They're talking about, I get it, trying to do it for money for HBCUs and for COVID relief. I get that, but there's other ways to donate. Been getting guys from all over the league together to play a game that really is not, has nothing to do with who's going to win the title. You imagine coming out of that game and three of your all-stars can't play for the next 2 weeks because you went down and played a meaningless all-star game in Atlanta. And we're talking March, which is right on the edge of the playoffs. So I don't think it's necessary. It's a good gesture. I don't think it's necessary.
I 100% agree with you, Red, Rodney. You know, those all-star games, even the Pro Bowl, you had those things. I mean, and nobody wants to play in those games just because you might get hurt. But I agree because, you know, the way this pandemic is, you never know where it's going to hit, you know, and how bad it's going to get. And you said it, you're correct. And you say you could have two or three of your best players out, or you could, the whole team could get infected by one or two guys. So I just say I'm with you.
A noble gesture, but ridiculous. You don't gather the league for a celebration of a game, you know, with the pandemic in full effect. If you want the money for the charities, which is a great idea, just have some of the fellas scribble a couple checks. That's all you need. You know, have Shaquille scribble a check, you know, from his crazy commercials. I mean, it's ridiculous. You don't bring them together under the auspices of charity. You bring them. You go for the side that is healthy. And you don't want to put the fellas in any kind of jeopardy. So just cancel the game. If you want to, you know, raise money for charity, that's beautiful. Just have a couple of fellas scribble some checks. And a couple of the owners. Come on. What are you thinking?
Some news out of Major League Baseball today as well. There's a report out of Phoenix that all of the mayors around Maricopa County are saying that they don't want the Cactus League to begin this year. They want to delay the start of spring training because of the COVID outbreak and concerns. Now, the MLB Players Association released a statement saying, as far as they know, everything is still going to be a go. They have not gotten any indication from Major League Baseball that they want to hold things up or postpone it or anything of that nature. They want spring training to go on as planned. And so far right now, Fred, it sounds like that's what they want to do.
Yeah, I think the mayor of Glendale signed that as well.
Multiple mayors, yes.
Okay, and I think in Glendale, Tempe, Arizona, they're letting fans in.
I didn't see Tempe, but I'm guessing.
But in Glendale, they're letting fans in to watch the Coyotes hockey team.
Yep.
So we're going to let the fans in for hockey, but we don't want baseball here. To me, that makes absolutely no sense. By the way, what they might have to do, maybe not a bad idea, everybody just trains in their home ballpark, and spring training games are going to be a little different. I mean, Kevin mentioned it to me this morning. Maybe you play in pods. I'm sorry you're not going to get to play the Indians or the Brewers. You play the Padres and the Giants, and you just keep playing them until you get ready for the season. Maybe that's what they have to do, Rodney.
Yeah, but do you really want to play your rival that you're going to play 80 million times? You're going to play them in spring training? I don't know if you really want to do that. Maybe, yeah, you play the Angels multiple times and you play the A's multiple times, but having to play the Giants and the Padres, I don't know if you really want to do that. But I get the differences, Fred, is that going into the Coyote games, it's really just the people in Arizona going to those games. When you talk about spring training, you're talking about people that come from all over the country that come to spend spring training in Arizona. And maybe that is what they're trying to avoid, is not having folks from Iowa and in Illinois and everywhere around the country come see their favorite teams, because you know it's a infiltration of fans coming to Arizona during the months of February and March, and maybe that's what they're trying to avoid.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. I mean, in spring training, it's a lot of people out there. I mean, and the way this virus, but you know, think about Arizona. Arizona's wide open, so I guess they think there's no pandemic over there, but I just think it's dangerous. I think you have to minimize the amount of people that are around, especially around baseball players. And you know, players are gonna be players. You know, they're gonna get out and want to have drinks and have party a little bit. And I think that's gonna cause more problems.
The first priority is opening day. Spring training's great, it's wonderful, but let's face it, it's all about the number one priority, and that's playing 162 games. I would just cut the spring training at least in half. And I like the pod idea. Just certain squads. Cut the schedule in half and put in the pods. You got to be safe. Got to protect the players.
And that's what's lighting up the headlines.
Kevin's been great.
All right. Kevin, you have been great. Adam, you've been great as well. And Eric, it's always an experience. Our visits with Eric are brought to you by the all-new Ford F-150, your Southern California Ford dealer. Learn about great deals at buyfordnow.com or visit your nearest dealer today. So, Eric, we'll talk to you next Monday, right?
Next Monday. Yeah, you got me. Y'all guys have a good week.
You too. And Rodney, we'll do it right tomorrow.
See ya.
By a fiend, trying to floss on a blind to a broken man's dreams. A hard lesson, court cases keep them guessing. Plea bargain ain't an option now, so I'm stressing. Cost me more to be free than a life in the pen. Making money off of cuss words, writing again. Learn how to think ahead, so I fight with my pen.